Natalie and I spend a lot of time on the road and following the fiddle, as I like to express it. Just, you know, exploring the music and sharing the joy of it and the good times, and it's a great journey.
How many years have you been working and touring with Natalie Haas?
With Natalie, it's been 16 years. Amazing. Who would have thought? You know, it was an experiment in the beginning to take a look at bringing the cello back into traditional music, taking back its place that it had in 18th century Scotland, but then also asking questions of today, you know, and so we go back to the old well and we drink deeply from it and play the old tunes, but we love to say it's 2015, what are we saying today?
I was just listening to the album that you and Natalie put out, Abundance, 2014, and the songs on the album are exactly what you just talked about. There are some traditional songs, but there are other songs that you've written for birthdays and for weddings and about dances, and there's all these different upbeat, bright moments on this album, and I think that's very much reflected in the title as well, Abundance. And is this sort of the same kind of music that you'll be bringing to the Hudson Valley?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the things I love about traditional music is that it's not just about playing the old music. You know, it's a sign of health of a tradition is that it's actually regenerating. You know, there's new music, as I said, and each new generation seizes hold of it and expresses their heart and soul through that medium, that language. And sometimes, you know, people don't get to touch these places so easily. So part of the thing is to get people to dance and to sing and to celebrate the wee things in life, the beautiful things, funny things.
When you'll be at Studio Red Hook out this way at the end of this month, you'll be performing with Natalie Haasen and as well as the Solis on Lead dancers.
I'm so thrilled that they'll be joining us again.
What's it like working with them and having the Irish dance to the Scottish fiddle and having dancing being incorporated as part of the performance?
You know, it's just it's in a way that it was it's meant to happen, because that a huge part of the tradition is to play for dancing, and I've played for dancing all my life, and we love to integrate the music with the dance. In fact, it's one of our great goals and missions is to put the dance back in the music, and it adds the third dimension of beauty and joy to have people actually expressing the dance on stage. And hopefully we always believe it will actually, you know, catch fire and leak into the audience, and people leave at least with a dance in their step. But the Scottish and Irish traditions are very, very close. I love to point out that Ireland is only 15 miles from Scotland at its closest point, you know, just a wee stretch of water. And they're very, very close cousins, and it's no bother at all for us to integrate with the Irish dance and drink out of that same well.